Find out what's happening in your Hancock parks in June. We go over to the Now line. Michelle Ruhmschlag, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a question.
I love your questions because I never know. We don't like rehearse this.
We don't.
It's kind of like
no script, no rehearsals.
Yes.
And it's not related to cicadas, but
okay.
I have noticed these little tiny, almost microscopic red dot bugs.
Oh, velvet mites.
Velvet mites. Oh yes. Man, they're like heavy this year around my yard. I don't know.
I don't know if I've noticed any, but that's what that's what they are. So right, they're very tiny, and then so a mite. So it is a an arachnid, I believe. They're in that section. I think they're insects and stuff. But yeah, they're velvet mites. They're just tiny, and I don't think they're harming anything. But yeah, you do see them around, and they're like, well, almost, you fit like a few of them on top of an eraser of a pencil. They're that small.
Yeah, oh yeah, very small. And when you smash them, they make a red mark. So.
Oh, don't do that. That's their world. We tell kids that, you know, things outside, I mean, you're in their space. You know, mosquitoes are bothering you, sure, or ticks, you know, we don't want ticks crawling us and stuff.
No,
but no, I don't think they're really harmful anything.
Red velvet mites. I don't even think a chicken would bother eating them, so. You know,
what now? Chickens will eat everything.
They'd probably look at this little bug. Eh.
If it's moving, now I have chickens. If anything's moving, they'll get a hold of it.
They'll gobble it up. Right.
It might be too small. It does depend. It might be too small for them to be able to see and stuff. But no, if it's moving, chickens will definitely get a hold of it. So velvet mites. That's what you get.
All right. Now I know.
Yes.
Let's move into June. Can you believe what happened to May, right?
I don't know what happened in May. It seemed kind of like a blink. And then we're coming in. It's a little cooler out today, right? We had that heat last week. And if we could just even out, you know. But I'm not complaining. I like the cooler weather than the hot.
It'll be here.
No, it's, you know, starting to warm up. I know there's some kids still in school. Some are out. So definitely, I think people are gearing up for activities and just stuff to do, you know, during summer while we've got it.
Did Zonta Landing, I think, opened over the weekend?
It did, yes. We opened this weekend. So Zonta Landing there at Riverside Park, and we'll be open now weekends and holidays through Labor Day. It's 1 o'clock till 7 with last rental at 6:30. It's $5 for a half an hour rental. Of course, that's pedal boats, single and double kayaks and canoes. There's that special float option. You can take the kayaks and canoes down to the 568 bridge and back for $10 for a single and $20 for canoe and a double. And remember, cash or check. That's something we don't have credit card capabilities there to take that kind of stuff. But
very good.
No, it was a nice weekend. We were busy. We had a little rain on Sunday. We had to close a little early. But come on down. It's a great time to get on the water and
have some fun. There you go. Michelle Ruhmschlag on the Now line this morning, Hancock Park District. Couple things looks like coming up this weekend, a little hike in the prairie.
Yeah, so that's going to be this Saturday on Saturday, June 1st, and going to be heading out to Litzenberg. They're on the south parking lot, going to go to the south side, and this is going to be, it's National Prairie Day. And so, again, going to be looking around at some of the plants that are growing, checking out some of the insects and birds that will be there. And so this is for our active adults, so this is for those ages 50 and up. At 10 o'clock, so again, meeting at the south side of the parking lot there, or south side of Litzenberg, and then we'll be able to walk through. Just maybe, I don't know, with the rain we had, it just wear, you know, good footwear. It might be wet. Depends what we get. I know we might get rain today or later today. So that's always a thing, especially close to the river there. So I just might want to be aware of that, maybe with some shoes that you don't mind getting wet or muddy. That could be the case, but no registration. Just need to show up 10 o'clock Saturday, June 1st, hike in the prairie.
Very good. Are your camps all booked up for the summer?
Almost. I know we had a lot of our adventure day camps are. As of last week, I think we did have a cancellation or two. So, again, if you go to HancockParks.com, right on that first page, it kind of marquees or scrolls through, and there is a summer camp link there. And if you get on there, and then you can click on the different dates to see. I think those were in August. I don't remember off the top of my head. But I know we still have some openings. in our close age camp, so we've got something for like 10, 11, 12-year-olds or some of our older kids. So there's still a few spaces there, but everything else is booked. So we appreciate everybody, you know, getting signed up for camp. But things happen, and we've had a few cancellations. And then usually if we do, we get on our Facebook page. It's just Hancock Park District. Jamie's great at putting, saying, hey, we've had a cancellation. We've got a couple openings. And usually those are and those might be already taken from last week. I'm not sure with the long weekend. I haven't checked that yet. But if you get on the website, again, that front page is our link to our summer camps.
Okay. And one last thing we'll talk about in June here. You can do some family fishing out at River Bend at Gertz Lake in the evening. So.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening on Thursday, June 13th. Our family fishing, so that's going to be from 6:30 to 7:30. We do need you to register that way. Just we know how many people we've got coming, and we've got some bait for you. It's free, but again, anybody 16 and up does need to have a valid Ohio fishing license, and we just need you to sign up by that afternoon. So, so family fishing, and I know we've got a few of those, I think one each month, if I'm remembering correctly, throughout the summer. And all of our summer schedule is online now. June came out like the beginning of May, and then here last week or so, we've gotten July and August, so full summer coverage. Everything's on the website, on our calendar, so you can plan for the next couple months, because August will be here before we know it when kids get back to school.
Stop.
In early September, unfortunately. I know some are like mine are like, I'm not even done yet, and we're talking about back to school. But, I mean, summer will fly by. So again, all of our programs are out there. So, or just, you know, venture out, hike in the parks. We're open every day, dawn till dusk. So get on out, enjoy the outdoors.
Very good. All right. Check out HancockParks.com. Michelle Rumschlag, Hancock Park District. Have a good day. Watch out for those red velvet mites.
Eh? I will.
All right. Bye. Bye now.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.